Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Gus Newberry was the Jackson County School Superintendent for 7 years, followed by a successful law career. In spite of Newberry's prestige, his friend Court Hall challenged him in the Medford Mail Tribune to a mock spelling match at the Elks Club. Hall said it was not his purpose to do any mudslinging and added, tongue-in-cheek, "I realize that the homeliest of men always have a few friends." In the same vein, Gus Newberry accepted Hall's challenge, saying that Mr. Hall is unacquainted with even the ABC of spelling. On the night of February 17, 1927, Newberry suffered an ignominious defeat when he misspelled his very first word, chauffeur. The magnanimous Court Hall silenced the cheers. In 1931, a supposedly anonymous old-timer published his views in the Mail Tribune. Newberry never could spell, the old-timer said, adding that Newberry had confessed as much. He said Newberry also confessed that without Hall's spelling support, he never would have passed his first exam for a teacher's certificate. Spelling challenges aside, Newberry was one of the best-known attorneys in Southern Oregon when he died at the age of 85. Today's episode of As It was written by Pat Harper, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.